And I greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to Kingdom Radio, your number one gospel radio station right here in Kochibu. My name is Chris, right here behind the cubicle. We are here on the frequency of 94.9. We are so happy and delighted today to have a special guest here, Pastor Johan. You are welcome. Johan is coming from Grace Ministry right here in Kochibu. And we are so happy today to have him in the studio with his beautiful wife. Thank you so much for coming to Kingdom Radio. God bless you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here, Pastor Chris.
Thank you so much. Johan, I know that you are fully loaded with the Word of God, Word of Life, that can transform, that can heal, that can redeem. But before we proceed to the message that you have, I would like you to pray for our listeners who have, who is joining us right now with this special program. Pray so that the message, the word that you want to give, that people are going to get their healing and people are going to be saved and also be delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, yours.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank for everyone who is listening throughout Sweden and all over the world where this radio program is broadcasted. I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation today so that we really understand your word and understand who you truly are. And thank you, Father, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ, it is the power of God unto salvation, healing and deliverance and whatever need people have. So thank you that the gospel of Jesus will be revealed in power and strength today. And I thank you that you bless everyone who is listening right now as they hear the message in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Wow. That's great. Man of God, I would like you to introduce yourself, tell us about your ministry, and tell us about how God is using you at this time of eternity. Thank you, Adam.
Well, thank you, Pastor Chris. My name is Johan Olehel, or Johan Olehal, as we say in English, you know, and I'm sitting here in this studio today together with my lovely wife, Tracy Olehel. I come from Smergen originally on the west coast, but today I live in Svanesund together with my wife. And we have started a couple of years ago a ministry called Grace Love Ministries International. And we basically have a website called gracelove.se, gracelove.se, where we put teaching from the Word of God, both in English and in Swedish. We write blogs, we produce YouTube videos, and especially my wife and I we go out into the whole world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have international crusades that we go to, and the last one was actually in Pakistan in the end of last year, where we had a wonderful touch and move of God, and many people received healing from Jesus, and many people received salvation. So we are going to different places where we are invited and where we want to go. Next week we will actually be part of this amazing love event in Gustav Adolf's Torg in the central part of Gothenburg, where you also, Pastor Chris, will be one of the speakers. We will just share God's amazing love for the people who are passing by in the central parts of Gothenburg, and it's an honor and privilege for us to do that. And we're going to talk more about that event at Gustav Adolf's Torg on the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th of June. This upcoming week, happening from 6 p.m. klockan 18.00 till 22.00, from 6 to 22 each evening. You are very welcome if you are in the Gothenburg area to come and join. We will talk, as I said, more about that event later on.
Wow, man of God, you are, I think God is about to use you for nations, and I pray that the grace will increase and more anointing, a lot of souls will be won and also snatched away from the devil. Man of God, yeah, because of our time, we would like you to go straight right now into the message. But before the message, you know, our listeners, some of them are listening, who have been following us for the past 6 years now. They have had a lot of visitors we have had here. I think sometimes they recognize voices of preachers. Every one of them say, I love this man's message. And sometimes they say, this message is it's not for me. So, but the gospel, since you told us, is a good news that can heal not only human beings, but can also heal nations. So I would like you to, if you have any testimony that we encourage our listeners who are following us here, because testimonies will always make them to have more hope and more faith to know that God will never leave them or forsake them.
Yeah, I will surely share a wonderful testimony. And I'm thinking about our last event in Pakistan where we were preaching the good news. You know, in Pakistan, the vast majority of the people are Muslims. And what happened was in this meeting, there were many Muslims who came to our meeting in Karachi, Pakistan. And I especially remember one lady. She was a Muslim lady, so she came with her veil and, you know, everything, the outfit that every Muslim lady had. And she came and sat in the meetings. And what I found out afterwards was that she had severe back pain. And she had this back pain for, I believe, between 10 and 15 years, making it impossible for her to work. She couldn't go to work. She couldn't support her family because she had this severe back pain. But when the message was preached in Karachi only a few months ago, the Holy Spirit was there and touched that lady so that she became miraculously healed by Jesus. So she actually came up on the stage and testified, this Muslim lady, that Jesus had healed her. You know, so this really tells us that the gospel doesn't discriminate between people. Jesus loves everyone. He loves the Muslims, he loves the Christians, he loves the Hindus. And that's good news for you today. Whoever you are, whatever your background is, whatever you believe, you might be an atheist, you might be an agnostic, whoever you are, I want you to know today that Jesus loves you, he cares for you, and he wants to touch you with his love and with his grace and with his healing power today. So that was a testimony that I had to share. And now I want to go straight into the message that we have today. Today, dear listener, I'm going to speak about a very important subject. I'm going to talk about the difference between the Old and the New Covenant. And I'm saying again, this is a very important message, so I want you to listen intently. And you might have been a Christian all of your life. You might have been reading the Bible for decades, but still, something new you will be learning today, because I've discovered this when we travel the world, my wife and I, that we come to places and we come with this revelation about the difference between the Old and the New Covenant, skillnaden mellan gamla och det nya förbundet, and it really changes people's hearts. It changes Christians, although they have been Christian for all of their lives or for decades, and they have studied the Bible for a long time, and they have never really understood this important truth. You know, Psalm 25 verse 14 says that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So if you have a fear of God and you have this attitude today in your heart that, God, I want to learn who you really are, I want to learn more, I'm not satisfied with what I have, I want to know more, I'm open, show me. If you have that sense of fear of God, then the scripture says here that the secret of the Lord is with you, and he will show to you, he will reveal to you his covenant. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the difference between the Old and the New Covenant. And I want to start today by taking you to the scripture from the Old Testament, from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verses 31 through 34, which was the prophetic foretelling of the new covenant that once was to come. So we read in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verses 31 and forward. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest one of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and look here, their sins, I will remember no more. You know, Pastor Chris, when I was reading this scripture as a believer, as a Christian, having been a Christian for a long time, I was reading Jeremiah 31, and I saw these amazing scriptures that there will come a day that you won't even have to tell anyone, know the Lord, because they will all know Him from the least to the greatest. And there will come a day when God will remember our sins no more. You know, when I read this scripture, Pastor Chris, I thought that this was talking about a future experience in my Christian life. But then God revealed to me the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And I discovered in the book of Hebrews that this scripture from Jeremiah was fulfilled through Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross for us. So this scripture, get to know the Lord, no one will have to say get to know the Lord, because they will all know Him. This scripture about that our sins God will not even remember no more, it's not something that's going to happen in the future. It has already happened. And you know, the author of Hebrews, when he wrote about the difference between the Old and the New Covenant, to establish to us that the New Covenant has taken over and replaced the Old, he quotes these same verses from Jeremiah 31 in Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 16 to 17. We read, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. So when the author of Hebrews said this, he was referring to Jeremiah 31, and to prove to us today that this prophecy from Jeremiah has been fulfilled through Jesus and through His finished work. And that's good news for us today. That means that if you are a born-again believer, if you have said yes to Jesus, if you have accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, your sins are forgiven and you know Him. So your focus doesn't have to be, oh God, you are far away somewhere, I need to get to know you. No, Scripture says that He has written His law in your hearts. It's a done deal, and you know Him, and your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. So that's a very good news for you today. If you are a believer in Jesus, and if you are listening today and you are not a believer in Jesus, relax. Just listen to the message, and we will give you an opportunity to receive Jesus into your heart today. Before I move on, I'm talking about the Old and the New Covenant. And what do I mean with the Old and the New Covenant? It's very important to establish this. Well, you could say that a covenant is a kind of agreement. And in the Bible, there are actually several different covenants. It can be covenants between men. It can be covenants between God and man. And it can even be covenant between an agreement between God and God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ. So there are many covenants in the Bible, but there are two main covenants. There are like two covenants that are the biggest one, the main one throughout the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament in the Bible. So, number one, we have the Old Covenant, which was the covenant of the law based on the Ten Commandments and all the laws and ordinances in the law of Moses. That was the Old Covenant. But then we have the second main covenant, the New Covenant, which is the covenant of grace based on Jesus and His finished work, meaning that it's based on what Jesus did for us on the cross, that God raised Jesus from the dead and seated Jesus on high together with the Father on His right hand on the throne in heaven. So we have the Old Covenant, which is the covenant of the law of Moses, and we have the New Covenant, which is the covenant of grace based on Jesus and His finished work, based on what He has done for us on the cross. You know, when the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, that means good news, of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. This is from Romans 1:16. Paul was actually talking about the new covenant message. And I'm going to prove this to you if you don't believe me. You know, don't believe a word I say today if I don't prove it from the Holy Scriptures. I believe that everything we preach about today needs to be backed. It needs to have its backing from the Holy Bible. So go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And we will read there verses 5 through 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 through 11. I will say it in Swedish also. Andra Korinthierbrevet, kapitel 3, versarna 5-11. And this is the Apostle Paul who is speaking, and he's saying in verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. And look at verse 6, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. So Paul was a minister of the new covenant. He wasn't a minister of the old covenant. So when he said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel, he was basically saying, I'm not ashamed of this new covenant message, because he was a minister of the new covenant. And if you are a believer today, you are also a minister of the new covenant. You are like Paul. You don't live in the old covenant anymore. You live in the new. Let's keep reading in verse 6. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. Verse 8. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Verse 9, for if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Verse 10, for even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. And if you keep reading the following verses, you will discover that Paul is here actually making a distinction between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. He says that the Old Covenant is the covenant of the letter, while the New Covenant is the letter of the Spirit, covenant of the Spirit. We read in these verses that the Old Covenant kills. We saw that in verse 6. While the New Covenant gives life. We saw in verse 7 that the Old Covenant is called by Paul the ministry of death, while the New Covenant in verse 8 is called the ministry of the Spirit. We see in verse 7 that the Old Covenant was written and engraved on stones. What was written and engraved on stones? The Ten Commandments. There was nothing else in the Bible that was written on stones. So Paul is, when he's talking here about what was written and engraved on stones, he's talking about the Old Covenant and the law, including the Ten Commandments. But in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16, which we read recently today, it says that the law has been written by God in our hearts. Keep reading and look again at verse 7. It says there that the Old Covenant was glorious. So the Old Covenant had glory. But in verse 8 we see that the New Covenant is more glorious. In verse 9 we saw that Paul called the Old Covenant the ministry of condemnation. You know, under the Old Covenant, people would be condemned all the time because they would never be good enough to keep the law of Moses, and because of that, they would be condemned. But in verse 9 also, Paul calls the New Covenant the ministry of righteousness. In verse 9 again, he called the Old Covenant, and he said that it had glory, but the New Covenant exceeds much more in glory. Verse 10, and we see that the Old Covenant now, although it was glorious, actually has no glory, while the New Covenant has a glory that excels. In verse 11 that we read, we see that the Old Covenant was passing away while the New Covenant remains. We see also that the Old Covenant was glorious, but the New Covenant is much more glorious. So Paul is here making a distinction between the Old and the New Covenant, and it's kind of interesting, Pastor Chris, that he called the Old Covenant the ministry of death. You know, the birthday of the Old Covenant, when the law of the Ten Commandments was given, you know, and Moses came down from the mountain with the tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments, and what happened that day, the birthday of the Old Covenant, 3,000 people of Israel died because they had sinned. They had already broke the commandments. They had worshipped the golden calves, and 3,000 people were killed. The birthday of the Old Covenant. That's why it's called the ministry of death. But think about the birthday of the New Covenant, the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the believers. You know, he wrote his law in our hearts instead of writing it on tablets of stone. What happened that day? 3,000 people were born again. So on the birthday of the New Covenant, 3,000 people got saved. But on the birthday of the Old Covenant, the day the law was given, 3,000 people died. That's why the Old Covenant was called the ministry of death, while the New Covenant here is called the ministry of the Spirit. We saw also here that the Old Covenant is called the ministry of condemnation. You know, it's... understand is that when we speak about the law of Moses, the book of Romans and the Apostle Paul is clear that the law is holy, just and right. The law of God in the Old Covenant was perfect. But the problem was that you and I, we weren't perfect. And in Romans chapter 7, Paul explains it that under the Old Covenant, before Jesus, before the cross, people used to be married to the law. You can see in Romans chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. But through the death of Jesus, by Jesus dying on the cross, we have died from our marriage to the law so that we instead can be married to Christ. You know, the law was the ministry of condemnation, although it's perfect and so on. The problem was we weren't perfect. So imagine today, Pastor Chris, that you are the law. And your wife is you, if we can just have that. And you are married. You are married to the law. You are married to someone else, and that person is the law. Well, let's make it simple. And that person tells you like this, Pastor Chris, you cooked and the food was good, but it was a little bit too warm, or it was a little bit too cold. And maybe the breakfast that you tried to make for your spouse the morning, it came 10 minutes late. You know, so although it tasted wonderful, it was too late. So but that's how the law works. Although you are doing all your best to please the spouse, the law always demands perfection. And if you're not perfect, the law's going to tell you that. So imagine to be married to the law. For example, you clean the house for your spouse, but there is some dust in the corner. Although you have spent hours cleaning the house, there is some small piece of dust in the corner. The law is not going to tell you, well done, you made it. No, it's going to tell you, well, you tried, but I find some dust in the corner of the house here. You didn't do a good job. That's the way it was under the Old Covenant, under the law. And the purpose of the law was to show all of us that we are not good in us, good ourselves. And that's why we need a savior. We need Jesus. So the purpose of the law was not to make us righteous. It was to expose our unrighteousness so that we all would come to a place of surrender and say, Jesus, God, I can't make it on my own. I need a savior. I need Jesus. So the law was the ministry of condemnation. It condemns us all the time, while the new covenant, according to Paul, is the ministry of righteousness. The law says you are not righteous, while the gospel says you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's the ministry of righteousness, telling you, reminding you that you are the righteousness of God in Him. And we are almost done with part one here, but I want to finish up with this scripture just to prove that I'm not making this up, my dear listener who's hearing today. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and we will read verse 21. I'll say this in Swedish also. Andra Korintierbrevet kapitel 5 vers 21. And this is Paul speaking and he says like this. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. That's why the new covenant is the ministry of righteousness, because we have been given God's own righteousness, which is a free gift. Hallelujah. After I come back, we will have a short break with a song. I will explain more about the difference between the old covenant and explain why it's so important that we know this difference so that it becomes more clear to you. And in the end of this program later on, we will pray for you. If you have needs in your body, if you have sickness, if you have other problems, we're going to pray for you. So stay tuned. See you and hear you. You will hear from me shortly again. I worship you.
There is no God like our God. This is sweet music of Donny McLaughlin, The Days of Elijah. Well, you can see that we are still here on this frequency and we are waiting for your telephone call. Don't miss this chance. Don't miss this opportunity. We have Pastor Yuan here in the studio. You see, it's not easy to bring men of God down here because of their time shadow. And we are so blessed to have him. And those of you who is hearing the sound of his voice right now, if you have any question that you want to ask, if you need prayer that can heal your sickness, your disease, whatever may be the issue, your one is here to intercede and pray for you. So our telephone number that you are going to call, 031-33-51253, 031-33-51253 or 031-33-51254. You can call us, or if you are scared to call, you can give us an SMS at our mobile number 0764-343387. We are here. We are still going to be here for another 1 hour. You never know the time of visitation. God is here, right here. The Holy Spirit is here, releasing healing, releasing blessing. Why don't you be part of this divine meeting? Johan, I come back again to you for the part two of the continuation of your powerful message of the Old and the New Covenant. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chris. We have been talking about the difference between the Old and the New Covenant, and we have established that the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ, is the message about God's grace and the New Covenant. We heard in the previous session that the Old Covenant was based on the law of Moses, while the New Covenant is based on the finished work of Jesus. That is, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, that God raised him from the dead and seated him on the right hand of God the Father. So we are talking here about the difference between the Old and the New Covenant. And before I go on and explain some of these differences more, I want to answer a very important question. When did the New Covenant start? Because in order for us to differentiate in the Bible between the Old and the New Covenant, in order for us to know which part is the Old Covenant, what is outdated, and what is for us today, we need to know when did the New Covenant start. Otherwise, we will read in the Bible and we will apply Old Covenant truths to our lives that are outdated. So it's so important to know exactly what's the starting point of the New Covenant for us to interpret the Bible correctly. And don't misunderstand me. I believe that the Bible is the Holy Scriptures of God. I believe that the Old Testament is for us today. I believe that the New Testament is for us today. But I don't believe that everything we read in the Old Testament is for us today. For example, you know, when David was going to get married, he needed to kill 200 Philistines and cut their foreskins off and give the foreskins as a wedding gift to his father before he could get his bride. You know, you and I today in the New Covenant, we are not supposed to go out and kill people because we live under a New Covenant. There are different rules. So we still, when we read in the Old Testament, the point is we read the Old Testament to discover Jesus and his finished work through it. So I believe that Christians should read the Bible today, but we need to understand that some parts are not to be acted upon today literally because it belonged to the Old Covenant. It was for the Jewish people, but you and I, we live in the New Covenant. So we need to discover Jesus and his finished work through reading both the Old Testament and the New Testament. So then back to this question, when did the New Covenant start? There are actually different opinions about this among theologians and pastors and preachers. Some believe that the New Covenant started from Matthew chapter 1, that is from the first start of the New Testament in the Bible. That's incorrect. Other people believe that the New Covenant started from John the Baptist. There are actually many who believe that, but that's also incorrect. Other people believe that the New Covenant started from the ministry of Jesus on the earth.